Hello, good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. The Donegal Investment Group has announced that it's to sell its 30% share in Monaghan Mushrooms for a figure of over €45 million. The PLC has some 1,900 shareholders, of which 1,200 are in Donegal. To get more about this story, I've been speaking with its managing director, Ian Ireland. I'll also, later on in the programme, be talking with Michael Chance, the chairman of the County Donegal Executive of the IFA, about an update on the Flood Relief Fund for Inishowen farmers and also the changes in stamp duty for land transfers. But firstly, onto that big story and that big deal involving Donegal Investment Group. Ian Ireland, the managing director of the Donegal Investment Group, has been telling me more.
Yes, Chris, good evening, and thanks for having me on. This is the second time I've had the pleasure of talking to you this year, and the last deal we did was the disposal of the Green on the estate, and this one now is 2.5 times bigger than that. So, it's big, it's important, and very significant for Donegal Investment Group and its shareholders.
Now, it had been flagged some time ago that you were interested in disposing of this asset, and there was a somewhat protracted legal route that one had to take, because initially the 30% share had been valued at €26 million. And if we fast forward it all to this week, there was a settlement, and that's what brought us up to the €45 million. So that's quite a jump.
Yeah. Well, the background to that, Chris, is that unfortunately, about 4 years ago, we had to begin a journey whereby we had to go to court. And I think the technical term for this is a Section 205 oppression case, where we as a minority shareholder took a case against the majority shareholder. And that brought us through a very, very protracted legal process where, as you rightly point out, at the first phase of that, the High Court valued our share at €26 million. And gave a remedy whereby we would be bought out. This was about, I think, in 2015. We were not happy with this. We took legal advice and we appealed that decision to the appeal court. And thankfully, we won that. Our position then was challenged in the Supreme Court by the majority shareholder who took the case to the Supreme Court. And that was bounced back by the Supreme Court. So basically, we won that too. And the recommendation of the Supreme Court was that we would go back to the High Court to get a revaluation done. And this was penciled in to happen the 17th of October, 2 days ago. And over the last week or 10 days, I suppose both sides got into serious discussions about a settlement and how we could walk away from this and probably not end up in another sequence of appeals, which could drag on for a few more years. So that's what happened. I think that the outcome is good for Donegal shareholders. It will certainly change the liquidity of our balance sheet. I think, as you pointed out earlier on, we have about 1,200 shareholders who live in Donegal. The majority of these are farmers with their roots very much in the old Donegal creameries in the food agri space, which we operate. And I think they will be very, very pleased with this.
Now, it will go to an extraordinary general meeting, which will take place on or before the 15th of December. You do need shareholders' approval.
Correct, as per our Articles of Association, which was approved by the shareholders when we were conformed. A deal of this magnitude has to be referred back to shareholders. So we will be convening that in the next week or 10 days, and notifications will go out. And I would expect that will happen in the next month. The paperwork will be prepared and the full background will be given to all shareholders. We will then have a meeting in Donegal for those who are able to attend, and those who are not able to attend will have the ability to send in what we call proxy votes, where they can approve or reject the offer. But we're very confident that this will be accepted by our shareholders. The board is unanimously going to vote in favour of it and put their shares in as a yes vote.
And I understand there will be an initial payment of €41 million and then two further payments of €2 million each, and also what's termed as a variable amount expected to be between €400,000 and €500,000, all of which brings us over the €45 million mark.
Yes, and I think that in terms of Donegal in Food Agri, I think we would all be challenged to think of a bigger deal that has ever happened than this. As I said, the Green and the State was sold last year. This is 2.5 times bigger. It's a disposal, not an acquisition, but it has its roots very much in Donegal. And certainly as far as Food and Agri in Donegal is concerned, this is a big deal.
Now, Donegal Investment Group, which of course was rebranded back in, 2013, I think it was, having sold off Donegal Creameries. Essentially, you're really involved in, I suppose, three main areas: produce, Food Agri, and then there's the associates, which would have included Monaghan Mushrooms. You mentioned the balance sheet there, that this is going to be a big cash boost. So are we going to see possible acquisitions down the road?
That's very much open for discussion. As you rightly point out, we now have three operating businesses. So we have our animal feed business based in Ballindrate, Smith's Daleside, which many of your listeners will know. We have a dairy business based in Killigordon, which is predominantly export focused in the UK. And we have our seed potato business, which is a global business. And I think that those of you who are following Donegal Investment Group and the shareholders in it will know that that is the key business driver that we are focusing on for the future. Now, the fact that we do have cash, or will have cash, will certainly, I suppose, open more options to us. But I think our chairman has been on record as saying at recent meetings and AGMs, it is our intention to look at giving a significant amount of cash back to shareholders. This year we announced that we were going to discontinue the payment of our annual dividend, which was about 16 or 17 cents a share, basically because it probably wasn't as tax efficient as it was in the past. And when this deal does conclude next February, we will be having an AGM in March or April, and I think at that stage the board will have a lot more clarity about how that would look. However, we are committed to the businesses that we have, particularly the seed potato business. If there was a suitable acquisition that ticked the box for us in terms of, say, what we saw as priorities, we would certainly be in a stronger position now to deliver that. They're not available at this moment in time, and we will see over the next 6 months.
So, in a nutshell, Ian Ireland, Managing Director of Donegal Investment Group, a hugely significant week for the company, and it puts it in a very strong position for future development and growth?
It does, and I think in particular it is another step on the way of the shareholders in Donegal getting realising the value that, I suppose, the board believes is in the company. And we've had a lot of assets which weren't liquid, that probably weren't very, very clear to people in terms of the valuation. And I think this most recent step, continuing on from the work we did in our property realization, sends a very clear message to our shareholders. This is the value of your investment in your company, and the board is proactively managing it and will manage it very, very well on your behalf.
And just in relation to the whole mushroom sector, with the weak sterling and obviously the challenges ahead with Brexit, I'm sure there's many people in the farming sector and many of your shareholders who may feel selling this share at this moment in time could well be something that they'd be very pleased at, given the uncertainty in that market in the future.
A good point, Chris. Brexit is creates a lot of uncertainty. I think short term, as we have all seen, the currency volatility has had a negative impact on businesses. However, I think we've been here before. I think it was in 2008. Currency went close to parity. The sky didn't fall in. The mushroom business, fortunately or unfortunately, while it does rely on the UK, has also significant production capability in the UK, and is probably very well positioned to, I suppose, to ride the storm of the uncertainty about Brexit. It also has a strong European compost business and a footprint in Canada. So while we would have concerns from an Irish production base about the future of mushrooms, the Monaghan Mushrooms Group is very, very well positioned, and has probably the recognition of some of the value that we have delivered for our shareholders this week.
And just to reiterate once again, the process to call that EGM will begin almost immediately.
Our board and our legal people will start preparing the paperwork. I would imagine that will happen in the next week to 10 days. I think very quickly after that there will be notifications going out. And we will have a very short meeting in some location in around Letterkenny, at which shareholders can come along and ask questions and vote for us. And those who are not able to attend can certainly vote their acceptance or rejection of this through the proxy system. And we would encourage, as the board will, that all shareholders will see this positively and the opportunity this now creates for us and vote yes.
Ian Ireland there, Managing Director of Donegal Investment Group. Now on to two different subjects, the Flood Relief Fund for Inishowen Farmers and the changes to stamp duty for land transfers. Earlier on today, I spoke with Michael Chance, the chairman of the County Donegal Executive of the Irish Farmers Association, and I began by asking him about the farm inspections, which are now underway for those who are seeking compensation under the Inishowen Flood Relief Fund.
That's right. There were six inspectors started this morning, and they're going around all the farms, and they expect to take 2 to 3 weeks. That's their estimate.
Now, the number of applications was over 300, but not everybody will get what they're looking for.
Some people put in for crop loss, and that's not covered, and roadways aren't covered either. So that there'll be some that they won't deal with. Now, having said that, we're still pursuing these issues with in the political arena.
Now, it's one thing to have these inspections, but how long will the paperwork take before we actually see the cash coming through to boost the bank balance?
Well, the minister, when I met him a way back looking for the scheme, he emphasised that the scheme would be simple. From meeting the two department men, Liam Fahey and Gary O'Donnell, Gary is going to be in charge of it on the ground. It appears it's going to be that way.
And Michael, Chagas certainly played an important role in assisting in getting to the stage where we are now.
Yes, they were with us at the meeting, and they, without putting a figure on what had happened and gathering the information, we never would have been in a position to successfully get a relief scheme. We needed the official figures, and Chagas were crucial for that.
And just one other thing, is there a cap on the amount that can be paid individually?
Yes, it's called the de minimis rule, and that means there's a maximum a farmer can receive of 15,000 within a 3-year period. And so if someone has received a couple of thousand, say someone has received 2,000 in the last 2 or 3 years, his limit will be 13,000 instead of the 15. But as far as we understand, there won't be many farmers in that category.
Now, it's been a busy week. No doubt you've had plenty of phone calls in relation to the whole stamp duty and land transfers business. And after all the furore in last week's budget, we have had some welcome changes from the farming perspective.
Yeah, not everything we wanted. We thought it was unfortunate that more thought wasn't put into it. But one crucial thing is the upper age limit of a farmer of the age 67 has been removed, and that's very welcome because farmers are very reluctant to sign over their land, and generally the age, I have no figures, but I would suspect the age at which farmers hand over land is probably above that, and so that's important. That means that for a farmer who's has his agricultural education, he'll be and he's under 35, his rate of tax will be 1%, and otherwise other categories will be 2%. But then farmers over 35 will still be paying the 6%, and that's work to be done, because we made so much ground this last number of years with the last Minister on Finance on the whole land transfer inheritance and so on. So this was, having made so much progress, this was a very negative step backwards.
Michael Chance there, the chairman of the County Donegal Executive of the IFA. Just time for the livestock prices. Cattle prices, steer-based €3.75 a kilo, heifer-based €3.85 a kilo, bulls making from €3.80 to €3.95 a kilo, and cows €3.20 to €3.60 a kilo. Lamb price update, factories paying from €4.60 to €4.75 a kilo, ewes making €2.50 to €2.60 a kilo. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Farming News and Views. From me, Chris Ashmore, as always, many thanks for listening. Until next week, goodbye.